Today is August 14th, 2026. This is your functional health briefing for Patient. In the next 6 to 8 minutes, we'll cover a thread connecting fatigue, hormone shifts, brain aging, and even hair and gut health back to one hormone most standard checkups barely glance at: insulin. Before we get into it, here's the empowering part. Your body is not a mystery you're locked out of. You have more agency here than you might think, and understanding a few key signals can help you ask better questions at your next appointment, advocate for the testing you deserve, and make small choices that add up. This isn't about overhauling your life overnight. It's about noticing. So let's start with the headline idea. Dr. Ali Chappell, a registered dietitian featured on the Mayo Clinic on Nutrition podcast, describes insulin as a master hormone. Think of it like the manager of a warehouse, deciding whether incoming energy gets used right away or stored away for later. When that manager is overwhelmed and constantly signaling store, 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 your body struggles to release stored fat, even when you're trying hard to lose it. Chappell frames insulin resistance not as a yes or no diagnosis, but as a spectrum, 0 to 10, and the podcast host noted that nearly half of adults worldwide may sit somewhere on that spectrum without ever knowing it. That persistent fatigue, those sugar cravings that feel bigger than willpower. This may be part of why. Building on that, a cardiologist on the Dr. Sunil Tan podcast said something striking. The medical field is roughly 10 to 15 years behind on fasting insulin testing. Picture your standard blood sugar test, the A1C, as a rearview mirror. Fasting insulin, paired with a calculation called HOMA-IR, works more like a dashboard warning light, catching strain years before that rearview mirror shows any trouble. They also flagged magnesium, vitamin D, a marker called lipoprotein little a, and triglycerides as commonly overlooked, especially after age 65. More importantly, this pattern reaches further than most of us assume. Neurologist Dr. David Perlmutter told Dr. Mark Hyman that only about 12% of American adults are considered metabolically healthy right now. He pointed to uric acid, a byproduct of how our bodies process fructose, as a quiet driver of both high blood pressure and insulin resistance. Separately, speaking with Dr. Jill Carnahan, Perlmutter explained how this same metabolic strain can flip immune cells in the brain, called microglia, from protective guardians into something more destructive, often starting quietly in someone's 40s or 50s, long before any memory symptoms show up. That's a sobering thought, but also a hopeful one, because it means there's a window to intervene early. On the dietary side, a physician on Dr. Hyman's podcast raised something worth chewing on, literally. Modern wheat contains a starch that may spike blood sugar even more than table sugar does, and can loosen the gut lining in a way researchers call leaky gut. This might explain why some people feel noticeably better, more energized, less foggy, after cutting back on bread. Your mileage may vary, and that's fine. This is information, not a verdict. Now, about GLP-1 medications like semaglutide and tirzepatide, the picture here is refreshingly nuanced, rather than a simple yes or no. One doctor noted these medications seem to support metabolic health beyond just weight loss. Dr. Chappell added an important caveat, though. If someone keeps eating insulin-spiking foods while on these medications, the body may end up pulling energy from muscle instead of fat. So pairing any medication with thoughtful food choices really does matter. For women specifically, Dr. Sarah Gottfried, speaking with Andrew Huberman, connected insulin to cortisol, the stress hormone, describing them almost as hormonal dance partners. She estimates magnesium deficiency affects 70 to 80% of Americans, and magnesium plays a role in clearing excess estrogen from the body. She also referenced research showing roughly a 20% decline in brain glucose metabolism, starting around age 40, right alongside perimenopause. Think of that decline like a visual progress map, where the line dips gradually starting in your 40s. The takeaway isn't alarm. It's that this is a normal, trackable transition, and a coronary calcium score by age 45, something you can often order yourself, is one useful data point. Even children's health traces back to this thread. A pediatrician on Dr. Hyman's podcast explained that a healthy infant gut, rich in a bacterium called bifidobacterium, helps calibrate the immune system early on, and widespread antibiotic use across generations may be shifting that balance. linking to rising rates of allergies and immune conditions in kids. On a genuinely hopeful note, physician researcher Dr. William Lai shared that colon cancer patients eating 2 handfuls of nuts weekly had a 50% lower risk of disease-related death, and that daily kiwi consumption was linked to a 60% improvement in the blood's ability to protect DNA. Small ordinary foods, real protective power. And two quick, reassuring updates. Dr. Amy Kasouf at Cleveland Clinic explained that alopecia areata doesn't permanently damage hair follicles, and newer medications can calm the immune attack enough for regrowth. Meanwhile, Peter Diamandis reported that the HealthSpan X Prize just awarded $1 million each to 10 finalist teams working on reversing functional signs of aging. Longevity science keeps moving forward. Here's your one simple, cost-free step for today. After your next meal, take a short walk, even just 10 minutes around the block or the office. Movement lets your muscles pull glucose from your blood without needing much insulin at all, giving that overworked hormone manager a real break. No equipment, no cost, just a little attention to your own rhythm. And a gentle reminder, this briefing is educational, not a replacement for your own provider's guidance, especially around lab results, medications, or fasting practices. If you notice sudden bald patches, unexplained fatigue, chest pain, or confusion, please reach out to a doctor promptly. Small, sustainable steps, talked through with someone who knows your history, are the safest path forward. You've got this. Take care of yourself. That's your core brief for today. Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with more.